All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another very exciting episode of the CAGcast, episode 138. This is the episode where Wombat does what?
Says something that isn't controversial.
No, that can't be right.
I know, that episode would be boring anyway.
Right. This is the one where you take a football in the groin.
Yes, but football in the groin had a football in the groin.
Right. Decisions. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We had a little hiatus, I guess.
Sure. A little week off.
Yeah. And I haven't talked to you in a while, Wombat. What's going on with the Wombat?
Usual craziness. Let's see. We had a party yesterday at our house.
It was a party? Like a real party?
It was, I mean, there was, I don't know, how many people do you consider a party?
Three.
Okay, so we had, including the baby, there were 11 people in my house yesterday.
Wow, did you have a keg?
We had one of those little mini kegs, mini kegs.
Wow, I was just kidding, actually.
Yeah, and there were two dogs, 11 people. People started showing up at 1, and my house wasn't clear until about 8 o'clock this morning, because we did have someone stay overnight.
But, did somebody pass out in the bathtub?
No, it was a planned visit.
Right.
The party, according to my wife, was actually thrown because this person was in town.
Very nice.
That was news to me, but, you know, it was a good time. I mean, you know, it was really nice, the weather in New York yesterday. It was like 70 degrees and sunny.
It's been 70. It has not been 70 yet. Not been 70 yet in Tokyo.
That's funny. Yeah, we had a barbecue. It was fun.
Mmm.
And we had cupcakes and Rice Krispie treats and hot dogs and hamburgers. And
I love hot dogs and hamburgers on a barbecue.
Hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, charcoal grill.
I love that.
My Weber kettle.
The best is when I love working the grill, because that way you have the direct line to the food. So you could eat like twice as much as everybody else.
Well, all the men were outside around the grill while all the women were inside.
Right. Of course. You got to congregate around the grill. That's the place to be.
Exactly. So it was all the men just hanging out, shooting the shit, as they say.
Right.
Yeah. Good time.
Excellent.
So thank you, everyone who came.
Yeah. How's the baby?
Baby's good. She's sleeping, you know, almost through the night now, which is great.
Right. I'm jealous.
You know, she wakes up sometimes once or twice a night, but she has had a couple of full night sleeps. She's drinking a lot. She's also very tall for her age. Long, I guess, because when you don't stand up, you're not tall. You're just long.
Right. She's vertical.
Yes. She's long for her age.
Right. I understand that.
And she's aware of possessions.
Oh, so when you take stuff away from her, she cries.
Yeah. She knows when something is hers. Like, she has her ball. And when she's holding the ball, she's happy. And when she drops the ball, she cries.
Oh, I see. So she's a pain in the ass already, it sounds like.
Just like her dad.
Right. When you take away Wombat's Mighty Mugs, then there's a problem.
I cry like a Sabrina.
Right. I understand. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, part of the reason why, I guess the whole reason why we didn't do a show last week is because my parents were in town.
You have parents?
I have parents, and they were in town.
The double D's.
The double D's were the three D's when we combine.
That's true.
And they were here to celebrate Ty's first birthday, which was pretty fun. I'm glad they made it. Although, right before they came, we had like a really stressful time with me and my wife. Our lease is up at the end of October.
Oh, what are you going to do?
So what happened? Well, we were pretty much planning on staying here. I mean, because we have a really nice apartment and the rent is very reasonable considering the quality and size of the apartment. So we were pretty much planning on staying. And then like right before my parents came, the landlord comes to us and says, hey, the building manager says, the guy that owns your apartment wants to charge you 3 months key money, which means that in order to renew the lease, you have to pay 3 months rent, which you're not getting back up front. And it doesn't count to rent. It's just money that he gets to keep.
That's nuts.
Right. And it's very unusual for a situation like that. It's a lot of money. I mean,
especially considering you've lived there for, what, 2 years now?
Three years. So my wife is incredibly pissed off because not only is this very unreasonable, but they didn't tell us about it until, you know, almost the end of the lease.
You're moving to Osaka.
So my wife flips out.
OG.
Fuck. I would wish she would move in with us. I wouldn't really want to move into her place, but so my wife flips out and we start frantically searching for a new apartment. Now, keep in mind, it's 2 weeks before the end of the month and it would be pretty much impossible to move, but we start looking anyway. And, you know, we tell the broker what we're looking for, which is basically an apartment that's at least as nice as what we have, but in a more convenient area to my wife's work. Because when we got this place, part of the reason why we moved to this neighborhood is because it was near my wife's office, but now she doesn't work there anymore. So now it's very far from her office. So we tell the broker what we want to look at, you know, what the type of apartment we want, and the apartments, that she shows us, if they're not like really shitty, then they cost basically 2 to 3 times what we're paying now. Literally 2 to 3 times what we're paying now. So I'm not spending $7,000 a month on rent.
No, that's a lot of money.
Insane. And
the apartment. I thought I had it bad because I did my budget on Friday. I now officially spend more a month than I make.
Oh my God.
So I don't even know how I'm going to make that work, but whatever.
Right. So the woman says, we see these apartments we start seeing some nice apartments, but I'm like, Shima, this is ridiculous. We're not spending, you know, $4,000 to $7,000 a month on rent. It's just, it's insane. So we just say, screw it. And Shima's company has like this program where one time during the course of your employment, they'll pick up this extra fee, these extra like broker or whatever landlord fees. So we decided just to do that, and now the guy's saying that he only wants 1 month or something. It's the whole thing was incredibly stressful, and it was right before my parents came. But my parents came and we had a really good time. We went to Mount Fuji on the day after they came. We made an overnight trip to Mount Fuji. We rented a nice hotel. Actually, this was pretty weird. We found this hotel's website, and the rooms on the website were like ridiculous looking. You got your own like super bath in the room that was like not like a jacuzzi, but it was like the size of a jacuzzi because it was like an onsen, like hot spring place. So
and the bathtub is like in the middle of the room.
The bathtub is in the room, and it's always filled.
The place we went to on our honeymoon, Mrs. Wombat and I, it was a one-bedroom studio kind of bungalow.
Right.
And there was a jacuzzi, like, in the middle of the room. So I know what that's like.
But the bath is always ever filled and always hot.
That's cool, though.
So you could just jump in whenever you want.
Yeah.
And they also had, you know, the regular hot spring stuff, and you could... So anyway, the room was like really nice. It was so nice, but the hotel looked like it was built in 1960 and they didn't do a thing to it, like all the common areas. So it had like this crazy like shining look to it with like weird carpet and stuff. And but it was really nice, and we played ping pong. I should post the pictures of me and my dad playing ping pong. Actually, it was pretty funny.
Did you see the bartender having sex with a dude in a bear suit?
No, there was no guys in a bear suit, but there were a lot of Japanese guys wearing robes because in like an onsen hotel, people wear their robes around the hotel. So these dudes came in and they started playing ping pong in their robes, and my dad was really worried.
Did you see their ping pong balls?
Right, that my dad was like freaking out because he's like, "What are these guys? Their robes are going to open while we're playing, and we're going to see stuff." And you know, it was fun. We had a great time, and we got to check out Fuji. I got to post the pictures because they were, you know, Fuji's like it's Big Mountain Wombat. I don't know if you knew that.
I am familiar with Mount Fuji. He was a wrestler also.
He was a manager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was a wrestler, then a manager.
Mr. Fuji.
Mr. Fuji. He started out as a wrestler.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
And then he got old.
Right.
At least I think so. I could be wrong. But
he managed the Undertaker. No, not Undertaker. Who did he manage?
I don't know.
Paul Bearer managed Undertaker.
Yes.
Ultimate Warrior, my Undertaker is going to put you 6 feet under. It's pretty good, right?
That was very impressive.
Yes. And then it was Ty's birthday, so we went to a very nice Shabu Shabu restaurant and got our own little room in the back and had a woman in a kimono come and like serve us Shabu Shabu. It was serviced by
a woman in a kimono?
Yes. Well, she was kind of old, so I didn't want to be serviced in that way. But it was a great visit, and it was nice, you know, a real treat to my parents to see Ty. And, you know, Ty's a year old now, and he's grown up so much. Like now, you know, for his birthday, we got him one of those walker things that he can, like, sort of hold on to and push and walk.
Like old people have?
Kind of, except it's more colorful. And it has, like, beads on it and stuff. So he, like, pushes it around the house, and it's really funny because he laughs when he's doing it. And I bought him a fire truck, a little plastic fire truck that makes noise. And, you know, now, like, he can crawl around now pretty well. So it used to be you could just put him down on the floor, and he'd just lie there. Like, he wouldn't move.
Like Sabrina now.
And like my wife. No, but, yeah, which is great because, like, you know, you put him down and, you know, you can go to the bathroom and he's not going anywhere. You just don't leave any knives next to him and he's going to be fine. But now he just goes everywhere. He'll start yanking the power line, you know, the wires out of the wall. And it's now we have to, like, baby-proof the apartment. So it's a whole fucking thing. It's crazy. It's going to get hard. Going to get very hard very fast, Wombat.
Good luck.
Thank you. So you're right behind me, though. So
I am, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Anyway, we got a big show for everybody this week. So many games. This is the time, Wombat, where the floodgates open and all these, you know, AAA titles just come pouring out. And we've got our hands on a lot of them, and we're going to go into detail about them.
Yeah, we do have our hands on a lot of them, don't we?
I think we do. We got a lot of them covered. And the scary thing is, you know, this is just the beginning. There's more games coming, some big games coming out this week, and a lot of stuff going on. But before we get into all that, I'd like to do a little bit of CAG News-ish, if I may.
And you may. I give you permission.
Yes, especially since this involves you, sort of. Not sort of, definitely.
Yeah, why not?
Thanks to our listeners' support, we were nominated again for 2 podcast awards, same as last year. The People's Choice... Ooh, excuse me, Wombat. The People's Choice Award and the Gaming Award. The People's Choice Award is like the... that's like the best podcast award.
Yeah.
I think. And sure. So we want everybody who gives a shit, and if you don't give a shit, that's fine too, but hopefully you do give a shit, because Wombat can get his hands on a trophy if we win. You go to podcastawards.com, and you do this every day. You can do this every day until November 6th. They want you to vote once a day, every day, and you vote for us in those 2 categories, and that's it. It's very easy, and we appreciate your support. And I don't know. It would be fun to have us fight over the trophies. So, especially if
we
win.
I already told you, I'm not going to fight. I don't care which one I get as long as I get one if we win.
Right. Good.
I know you want there to be a fight, but it's not going right. to happen.
What if we win 2 trophies?
Then we'll fight over the 3rd one.
Well, you can have the old trophy, and I can take a trophy bath in the 2 trophies.
Whatever.
Actually, I have a feeling that we're not going to win any trophies, quite frankly.
Yeah,
well,
there's actual competition this year.
Oh, my phone's ringing, Wombat.
I hear that.
That's ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I just bought had my parents bring me a phone because my Japanese phone that I have, I couldn't figure out how to do anything because all the buttons were in Japanese and I couldn't use any of the features.
So wouldn't the button still be in the same spot?
I put it on my desk, but I should turn the ringer off.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't know how to see. I don't know how to do anything.
No. Do people call you a lot?
No, they never call me. I get no phone calls, Mom.
Way to ruin the show.
It's my friend Freedy who wants to call and talk about True Blood. Have you been watching that?
No, I don't have HBO.
Hold on, wait. I'm going through right now and I'm turning off the ringer. If I can.
This is exciting fake radio, folks.
Right. No, I can do it though. I got the technology.
Well, I'll entertain in the meantime. I had my very first ever flu shot yesterday. I've never had a flu shot before in my life.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a flu shot?
I don't think I have, actually.
You're supposed to when you have a child that's under a year old.
Really?
Yeah, because your kid can't get a flu shot, so you're supposed to get one so your child doesn't get the flu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my wife made me go. Like, our pediatrician has parent flu shot day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get up. Well, not that I'm not up at 7 o'clock in the morning anyway, but I had to get up at 7 o'clock on Saturday and go and get my flu shot. And like I said, I've never had a flu shot before. And my wife's like, well, there may be side effects, especially since you've never had one before. Like getting the flu. And I am. My body is so achy that I was running a little late for the train. And usually I can hustle pretty well. And I'm trying to run, and my legs are like, no. I'm not running.
My legs are like that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not running.
Very achy. I don't like it at all.
Ty's been sick. Ty's had a bad cold and cough, and we've brought him to the doctor like three times since we did our last show. And he's at the point now where when he sees the doctor, he starts bawling.
Babies get like that.
As soon as we walk into the room, he starts bawling. He takes one look at the guy and it's all over. Which sucks big time. It's awful.
Okay, so let's. What's next? What's the next keg news?
I wanted to give a shout out to the 1UP FM podcast because our friend Nick Suttner and AKA Rock Solid Audio, AKA Beardy McGee, gave us a very nice shout out. They did a segment on like frugal gaming, and we got a very glowing review from Nick. I was supposed to be on that show, but they couldn't fit me in with my crazy Japan time zone schedule. But that's cool.
Next time.
I appreciate that. We need to have Nick here on this show. I think we have a lot.
Well, him and I have been talking about it for months now and trying to get you in the mix, and you keep saying, oh, meh, meh.
No, I think it would be cool. I mean, he's a guy that I knew him through CAG when he basically just had this blog that he ran. And he managed to turn that stupid blog that nobody was reading into a job as the reviews editor at 1UP.com. And I think it would be cool to talk to him about that experience and, you know, give some tips to our listeners who want to do the same and what it's like to be in the video game industry as a journalist now. I think it would be pretty cool. So maybe next week, Wombat. Maybe we could set that up.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, Wombat. Let's do a little bit of game shopping news, and then we will move into the new releases.
Sounds like a good plan. Looks like you have things under control.
Yes, I am in control, except for my phone ringing and me not figuring out how to turn the ringer off. Everything is in control.
Okay.
I'll edit that out, though, so it doesn't sound quite as annoying.
Or put in a cooler ring.
Right, a cooler ring. My Knight Rider ring.
Or the A-Team theme song.
Yes. I have Knight Rider and Airwolf on my iPhone. I can choose from
those. You should get the Knight Rider GPS. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that. It's I don't know. It looks lame. And I don't have a car.
It got 3.5 stars from CNET.
It would be sort of weird for me to have that GPS without a car, right?
No, you could put it on the stroller when you take Ty to daycare.
I know how to get there, though.
So? But do you have William Daniels telling you how to get there?
No, I don't.
Then
it probably doesn't work in Japan, frankly.
No. Well, whatever.
Anyway, best of the Sunday ad deals. Shout out to Speedy1961, who always hooks us up with the sneak preview. And I want to say that Circuit City has got a ton of $10 gift card promotions going on. Fallout 3, Far Cry 2, Golden Axe, which you should probably not get under any circumstances, Saints Row 2, Dead Space, and Brothers in Arms, Fable 2, Bioshock, SOCOM, Little Big Planet, all $10 gift cards with that. Also, a $15 iTunes card with any Guitar Hero World Tour bundle or game. And some other stuff. Check out the front page of Cheap Ass Gamer. Also, Best Buy's got Brother in Arms for $40. And Target throwing in a $25 gift card when you buy an Xbox 360 arcade. Which is, like, at this point, it's like they're basically giving it away.
Yeah, that's like, you know.
I mean, that's crazy.
$175, that's pretty good.
Right. It's nuts. So, some good stuff this week. Good stuff this week in the video game deal world. On to the new releases, and there's a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah, there is.
There was a lot of stuff last week, which we missed, and now there's a lot of stuff this week.
Which we won't miss, which we are hitting.
Fallout 3.
I like how you have last week's. Is this last week's link or this? Oh, no, I see. It's this week's link.
I got it. Don't worry, buddy. I got it all under control. You can even look at this week's links because I'm taking it from Shaq News.
Wow.
They do a very nice job.
I know. I'm looking at it now. It's very shiny. Yes.
What's up with Shipwreck? How come they haven't done a show in so long?
I spoke to him this morning on the phone.
Right.
That's when you know that things aren't going right with their computers. Because he calls me and he goes, my hard drive is broken. I'm like, that sucks. So he's going through Apple tech support problems.
Oh, God.
As he tries to get his computer working again.
So I had a problem,
probably
too, with mine.
You probably won't see him online for a few days. Yeah.
Right. My router, like I have the Apple wire, what's it called? Airport Extreme router, which is like an expensive router. And the reason why I didn't buy like some cheaper router is because all Apple products, no matter where you buy them, are multilingual. So even if I buy it in Japan, I can configure it in English, unlike every other router sold in Japan. So I had to spring for like the, I don't know how much it was, I forget, $150 router. But I downloaded like the latest firmware upgrade, and it made my internet connection shit. So I basically had to stop using the router until they fixed that.
Exactly.
Anyway, it was very exciting. For like a week, my internet connection was shitty, and I just couldn't think of what. I just figured it was my internet connection, my service provider, but it's my stupid router. So this week we've got Fallout 3 Wombat, which I know is a game that you're very much looking forward to. Are you still looking forward to it?
My pre-order is down. I should have it for Tuesday. It is the last of my GameStop trade-in money. Actually, I had enough for two games until I went into the GameStop on Saturday to put my pre-order down for Fallout. And they were opening up the box with the Little Big Planets while I was putting my pre-order down.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you selling those? And
right.
The woman's like, yeah. Like I'm an idiot.
Right.
Asking.
Don't you see I'm opening the box?
What do you think we're going to do with them? Use them as coasters?
I'm going to build a throne out of Little Big Planet.
So I picked up Little Big Planet on Saturday also.
Oh, nice.
So I have Little Big Planet, and I will have my Fallout 3 on tomorrow, I guess.
Have you played Little Big Planet?
No, it's a little sealed, actually.
Oh, okay. I played it, so I'll talk about it during the Sony segment.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Fallout 3 this week, which no real reviews up yet. I'm just looking now. It says official Xbox Magazine gave it a perfect score.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit hesitant to be totally, like, all, you know, in
to
totally
drink
in
the
love
Fallout
with this.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I played the demo. I mean, we played the game at E3, and it seemed cool. I don't know. And there's so many games right now. I don't know what to do. It's crazy. But I ordered it, obviously, and I'll have it this week, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll be able to talk about it next week. Also this week is Guitar Hero World Tour, which is also known as Guitar Hero Rock Band, I think.
Ha ha.
The reviews have not been as great as some of the previous Guitar Hero games.
I didn't even know there were reviews up already.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to quite measure up to Rock Band.
Hmm.
It says, like, basically 1UP says, a number of things it tries to accomplish were already done better in Rock Band, which you might figure would have provided a simple blueprint to be followed and expanded up, but that's not the case. Kind of like Sony in the PS3 versus the Xbox 360.
Ouch.
Ouch. In my opinion, of course.
Yeah, of course. Just your
opinion. I am not buying Guitar Hero World Tour, despite the fact that I saw they have some downloadable content that I would be interested in the form of Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl and... What was the other one?
You mean that downloadable content that they were holding on to?
Right, that's the one.
To have ready before the game was released?
Yeah, I love when they do that.
Yeah, I know. That's my favorite.
What was the other one? Jesse's Girl, and they had a Boston one, but I already have that on.
And there was, what is it, Hot-Blooded, right?
Hot-Blooded, that's right.
A little foreigner action?
Yeah.
Do you have a fever of 103?
Yeah, I would like to see a lot of foreigner songs on Rock Band. Maybe they can make that happen for me.
Well, Jukebox Hero is on Rock Band?
Yeah, but it's a cover.
Yeah, I know.
The original version is on Guitar Hero 3. Downloadable content.
Okay.
Which I paid for.
Excellent.
Okay, what else do we have this week? Guitar
Ninja
Hero.
Town.
Oh.
Ninja Town comes out on the DS. That game's...
That's...
I know Shipwreck has very much been looking for that game, and if he doesn't get his computer fixed, I could say it for him. He's very much looking for that forward to that
game.
Yeah,
he played it at E3, I remember. Yeah. I watched him play it at E3. That's a DS game. It's like a tower defense game, or no?
Yeah, it's like a tower defense game featuring the cuddly creatures created by a former EGM staffer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. He made a mint creating those little stuffed ninjas.
Oh, like the dolls?
Yeah.
He sold the dolls like they sell the Castle Crashers figures?
Sort of. He sold the dolls first, and now they're making a game based off of his dolls.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know that. So this is... Oh, the dolls are called Ninja Town?
No, the dolls are called ninjas. And they would, I assume, live in Ninja Town.
Right, that's where ninjas live.
Yes, that's what... Duh. What are you,
they
stupid?
They also live in Saints Row.
Do they?
Yeah. Talk about that later. Also this week, we've got... Oh, there's another Scenic game is coming out for Xbox 360. But, of course, you know, as you mentioned, Little Big Planet is coming out for PS3. The latest MotorStorm, Pacific Rift, is coming out.
They're called Shawnimals. Shawnimals.
What the hell is that? People like that?
Yeah, people like that.
Hmm. I don't know. There's some other stuff coming out. Maybe I guess Shipwreck's not doing a show.
Might be. He said he was going to try to do one when I spoke to him.
Okay. Today. Well, listen to Shipwreck, and he's going to talk to you about that. I think that the next episode 2 of the Penny Arcade game is coming out this week for Xbox.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is coming out this week for Xbox.
Oh, it's not the Penny Arcade one?
I do not believe it is. It may be a last-minute addition, but as of right now, it's the Jeff Foxworthy Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for $15.
Hmm.
I don't know who is sitting and listening to this going, wait a minute, Jeff Foxworthy in a video game?
Right.
For $15?
Well, he's the host of the show.
He is the host of the show, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay, let us move on to Microsoft and talk about some of the games that we've been playing, Wombat, because there's a lot of them, and also we have a very big CAG bag that I want to get to because we've been gone for a week and stuff is backed up.
Yes. Like me, after too much cheese, the CAG bag is backed up.
Yes, yes. I want to talk about Saints Row 2 first, and then you can have your Fable 2 orgasm, which is what I'm expecting to happen.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I'll have my Saints Row 2 orgasm, and you have your Fable 2 orgasm.
Yeah.
I got Saints Row 2, and as you all know, I was a huge fan of Saints Row 1. Very much looking forward to Saints Row 2, but was a little skeptical because... Grand Theft Auto 4 had made such big strides over the previous version, and I was curious to see what Saints Row had in store for us. And I'm very pleased to report that Saints Row 2 is freaking awesome. It's so much fun, Wombat, that I actually like it better than Grand Theft Auto 4. I think it's a better game than Grand Theft Auto 4, and I know that I'm not alone in this opinion. I've spoken to many people. And I've seen the posts on CAG that people agree that Saints Row 2 is just more fun than Grand Theft Auto. And it really, like, the funny thing about Saints Row 2 is that you know, as you've probably read the reviews and stuff, it doesn't really take itself seriously. It just went more over the top in pretty much every way. And it made me think about why we play video games. So let me ask you, Wombat, why do you play, in a very simple terms, why do you play video games?
Because I'm unhappy with my real life.
Well, okay, but sum it up like in a simpler way.
For fun.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Exactly. You nailed it. For fun, Wombat. So when you're judging a video game, I think that's really the only thing you should be judging it on. That's the big overarching point that should determine whether a game is good or not. Is the game fun? You know, graphics, whatever. If the game's not fun, it doesn't matter. Can graphics contribute to a game's fun? Of course. But a game can still be not fun with great graphics. And certainly, if a game is frustrating, that will detract from the fun. And I think that's a problem that you and I both had with Grand Theft Auto 4. While the game is, you know, certainly a great technical achievement, it looks great, and, you know, it is fun also, there are parts of the game that are incredibly frustrating and boring.
Just plain no fun.
No fun. And then it makes you want to turn the game off.
Which is why neither one of us has finished it.
Right. And is why Saints Row, and the first Saints Row did this too. They looked at Grand Theft Auto, the San Andreas, the game before it, and they took everything that was frustrating and annoying about those games and fixed it. And Saints Row 2 has expanded upon that even more. So now, like, missions have checkpoints. So, you know how, like, in Grand Theft Auto, you do a mission, and the first part of the mission involves you driving halfway across the map. And then the second part involves some sort of gunfight, and then you die in the gunfight. You got to go back and, you know, and drive 10 minutes to the part when you want to do the mission over. Saints Row 2 fixes that with checkpoints, which is a beautiful thing. They also, in Grand Theft Auto, there's not that much to do. I think that was another one of your complaints, Wombat, was that, yeah, you can go around blowing stuff up in a lot of different ways, but other than that, you know, all the missions are pretty much the same. You drive somewhere and you shoot people. And there's no really there's not much in the way of side missions besides, you know, like the typical taxi fire engine bullshit, ambulance bullshit. But Saints Row 2 has a ton of these activities. And they had a lot in the first game, and they've added even more. And they just get wackier and wackier. So, like, now one of them is you drive around a sewage truck, and you shoot duty at buildings and people.
Duty?
Duty. Duty. You actually see the duty fly out of the truck.
Like log duty?
Log.
Or like
you see logs.
Log.
You see logs and spray.
Do you see any corn?
No. Maybe Saints Row 3.
Saints Row 3 now with corn. I want to see that on the box.
So you have all these crazy, there's one called Crowd Control where you're like a bodyguard for a celebrity and like crazy fans keep running up and trying to like stab her and hit her with a bat and shoot her. And you have to like, you know, beat them down or grab them and throw them. And you can like throw them off the tops of buildings and into helicopter blades and into, you know, moving trains. It's just what it comes down to is the game is just flat out fun. Yes, the graphics are not as good as GTA 4, but it's much more fun. It's much less frustrating. They've got an online co-op mode. It's true drop-in, drop-out. I know you hear that a lot with games, but they do it perfectly. Like, you're playing, and you'll get a message on your screen. Scorch wants to join your game. Do you accept or deny? If you accept, you continue to play. It connects you, and Scorch is in your game in, like, you know, 20 seconds. It doesn't interrupt your game at all. He can quit at any time. It doesn't interrupt your game. And you can do all the missions together. Even, like, you can spray duty together. So, like, you'll both get a turret on the duty truck. And it's just, it's so fun. And you have this full customization.
Can you spray duty in the game?
Yeah, there is. Yes, I mentioned that. You can, another thing that makes the game fun is you have so much customization options of your character. You know, you, You totally create what your character looks like when the game starts, and in the interest of making the game as fun as possible, you can change it at any time. Change what your character looks like at any time just by going to the plastic surgeon and paying $500. They make it easy for you to get money in the game, which also, you know, makes the game fun and not frustrating. You can customize your cars, so when you take a car, you can keep any car you want by putting it in your garage, and you can have, I think, as many as you want. And then you can bring that car to the auto body shop, and you can totally customize it. You can paint it any color. You can add body kits. You can add nitrous. You could change the wheel size. It's a million different things, and it's fun. I mean, you have, like, your cars, and they're your cars, and you can get them at any time at your crib, and you buy new cribs, and you can customize your cribs. There's just so much to do. The missions are fun. You can even replay your missions after you finish them. You go into your crib, and there's a thing called newspaper clippings, and you can just go through the list of missions and replay them at any time, just for fun.
Are there any negatives?
It's the game's a little glitchy. Like, I've had some problems where, like, the guy I'll clip through cars and stuff, but it was nothing bad, nothing that really detracted from the fun of the game. It seems like the single player is a little on the short side. I'm almost done with the game, very close to the end of the game. But the positives far outweigh the negatives. In fact, when you look at the reviews on Metacritic, and, you know, of course this is not the be-all, end-all, it's kind of a joke when you see that Grand Theft Auto 4 got like a 98 and Saints Row 2 has like an 82. It's pretty silly. I mean, it's bullshit, quite frankly. There's no way that that GTA 4 is that much better than this game, and I don't think it's better at all, frankly.
Well, there you go.
It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it, and if you can play, you can play through the whole thing co-op online, which would be a blast, and I don't know. I just love it. The game is also laugh-out-loud funny at parts.
Well, see, that's good, too, to know, because, you know, you want the game to be not just fun, but funny.
Yeah, Freckle Bitches is back, actually. I think you asked me about that.
I did ask you that, and you said you weren't sure. So
yeah, I found it, and actually I own a few franchises of Freckle Bitches. You can buy the stores, and then you'll get some money every day from the store and discounts on the stores. It's a lot of fun. I really recommend it. You can fly planes, you can fly helicopters, boats, jet skis. I have a Humvee with a machine gun on the top of it. It's great.
That's pretty cool.
And I was very happy to read that Saints Row 3 is already in development. Apparently, they're going in a new direction. I don't know what that means, because it's funny to have it in, like, this over-the-top gangster world. You know, and of course, with my wife's help, I made my character look just like me, but I gave him, like, the black guy voice. So it's pretty funny. I should take a picture of my guy in his, like, I gave him a white Scarface suit with black shirt. And, you know, my cool cars. It's good times, Wombat. Good times.
I bet.
Anyway, I'm almost done. And if anyone wants to play co-op with me, please do. I played with Scourge for a while. We had a lot
I figured of fun. That out when you said his name 7 times.
Right. He dressed up his guy as a ninja.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I bought the ninja outfit. So now, got it in white. So I am now the white ninja. He could be the black ninja. I'll
You're
be the
Storm
white
Shadow.
Ninja. Yes, exactly. He looks like Storm Shadow. That's the other cool thing. When you buy clothes, you can choose the colors of the clothes. So you can even customize the clothing.
It's so funny because a lot of things that you're saying actually sounds very much like Fable 2.
Yeah, some things, except in Fable 2, when you create your character and you play co-op, you can't bring your character into the other person's game.
Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
Dude, are you kidding?
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good concept. I just don't think that we were prepped for it properly. I think we were all expecting it to be you bring your character into the game and they had something else planned. Like if 2 months ago Peter Molyneux was sitting, you know, interviewing someone, he said, "Let me tell you about the multiplayer in Fable 2. When you go into someone's game, when you join their game, you become a part of their world, and you play as a henchman for that character." Then you would have been like, "Oh, that makes sense. That's a different approach. I kind of like it. But when you don't say anything, because everyone's world is so different, to bring character in, it can disturb the balance of your game.
I don't know. That sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Not if, frankly, if I'm a good character and you're an evil character and your evil character comes into my game, it'll change all my villagers' like opinions of things, and everything'll go haywire.
All right, well, let's get away from that part of the game, and let's hear your how much have you played so far?
I have played. I honestly, I don't know how far into the game I really am. I may be halfway through, maybe halfway, okay. Maybe a little more. To give you an opinion, my backlog on my DVR is 12 hours of TV shows.
I see.
I put a lot of hours in. My problem with the game, my problem with the game, is I'll be playing the game and I'll be going like on my mission, you know, going to save someone, and help, save me, and I'll be like, I'm coming to save you, I'll be there in a minute. Oh, is that a hat? And then 2 hours later, I haven't saved anybody because I'm still looking for a new hat.
Right. You see, like, a store somewhere.
Exactly. I'm like, ooh, shiny.
Right.
And, yeah. Where does this tunnel go? And that'll do it for me for a couple of hours.
It does seem like the scope of the game is much bigger than the first game, because we both finished the first game.
It is, but it isn't. I don't know how I feel about the, you know, there's, my problem with the game is actually very similar to my problem with the first game, is that there are two, it's not that the load times are too long, it's the load times.
Yes, they are.
Well, they are, but they're too often.
Yeah, they're both. I agree with that.
That's the real problem with the game. If I was to give the game any criticism, yes, it has some technical glitches, like you said, but the game itself, the fun of the game makes up for the technical glitches. My problem would be is if I want to go from Bowerstone to the Bowerstone Cemetery, which would be maybe 30 seconds of playtime, I have to wait 30 seconds of loading.
Yeah.
And that's annoying.
Yeah, and while we're talking about things we don't like, I don't like the interface for, like, the inventory and for your expressions and stuff.
The expressions doesn't bother me too much. It's just the right button and the analog stick.
Yeah, but I don't like how I can't assign things to, like, the D-pad.
Yeah, you want to be able to assign your own expressions.
Yeah.
Not have the game pick it for you. I understand that.
But let's talk about what we like, because I think what we don't like, I mean, I haven't played as much as you. I've played a couple hours, and that's about
it. My recommendation for you, if you haven't played that much, don't eat food.
At all?
At all. Because...
Why?
Okay. So if you're running low, I was running low on health, and you find, like, pies and stuff all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And my guy had maybe 3 pies.
Right.
And now he's like Jabba the Hutt with an axe.
Now he's like Wombat.
And now he's like me, exactly. He's fatter than I am, to give you an idea how fat my guy is.
Only 3 pies?
3, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think my guy had 3 pies. Why is he so fat? And he doesn't. They don't lose weight the same way they did in the first game. Like, my guy has probably run 300 miles.
Right, and he's still fat.
And yet he's still fat. It makes no sense at all. The only way to lose weight is by eating celery.
I thought you can, if you do the, like the wood cutting jobs or the blacksmith jobs, you can lose weight.
Nope. The only way to lose weight, because I looked it up. I'm like, how do I lose weight? The only way to lose weight is by eating celery.
Huh.
And I feel like it's a glitch.
It could be. It seems like there's a lot of glitches. I know super programmer John.
Yeah.
Is telling me he's got this glitch where he got married. And there was a glitch in the game where his wife, like, respawned. So he's got, like, 2 wives and 2 families. But they're the same person.
Oh, that's
weird. The same people. So it caused some big problem. And so he had to support both of them, even though it was only the same person. I don't know. It's caused him a big headache, basically.
Yeah. I bought a lot of shops.
How'd you make money?
Well, I had from pub games, I had 8,000 gold, which actually is like a nickel in the game.
Right, I had 45,000.
Yeah, see, that's a lot. I had 8,000. But I made money just by doing the missions. A really good mission, the Bounty Hunter mission, there's like 3 of them that you do. Uh-huh. The first one doesn't pay that much. The second one pays a good amount. The third one pays like 3,000 gold.
Right.
and those are pretty good. Just doing the regular jobs and completing missions will get you gold. Upgrading your dog's sniffing ability will get you a lot of gold. And now I own enough shops where I think you make money, was it like every 5 minutes or something, whatever, every in-game hour. And I make like $300 every in-game hour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, it, you know, and I have one wife, but she only cost me $15 a day.
It's funny how the wife costs you money.
I know. Well, you know what I did, though? Because this is fun. I had protected sex, mind you, with with one of the girls that works at one of the shops I own. In the bed of the house that I live in with my wife.
Where was the wife?
I was probably watching.
Oh, that's pretty weird. It didn't ruin your marriage?
No, she didn't even notice or care.
Right. It's, the game is not like...
It's not perfect.
Fully aware.
No. No, my wife was completely oblivious because right after I was done, she's like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like, nothing.
Screwing.
As I'm fixing my pink bow tie.
Right, as you're throwing out your used condom.
As I'm throwing my used condom on the floor. Just like college.
And I really like the combat in the game.
I like it a lot, too. Fun. What are you using? The magic spells, I think, are great.
I have a iron... No. A steel axe, maybe?
I have a master axe.
Yeah, I don't have that. I got the axe and I got the blunderbuss.
Nice. I have the clockwork pistol, the steel clockwork pistol, and a master axe. I have level 4 fire, and I also use level 2 raise the dead. Like you, what you do is you do your level 2 raise the dead, and it brings up two guys to fight along your side, two ghosts. And while they're taking care of two guys, then you max out my fire, and that'll kill all the like the weaker characters around me instantly. And then I could use the I have the zoom in target, you know, target body part aim on my guns, and I take out all the guys from a distance. I just shoot their heads off in one shot. It's satisfying
cool.
combat.
Yeah, it's like very simple because what they do is they assign one button, one each type of combat, melee, ranged, and magic to each to one button. So it's like a button masher, but I don't know, it just works. It's very simple, but it works, and like you say, it's satisfying.
It's as complicated as you want it to be. It can be very simple. You could just hit the X button over and over and over again, or you could do like what I just said, where you go through a pattern and you do, I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna pull out that, and then I'll use my axe to take out the rest and try and work up as much, you know, XP points as you can.
Yep.
The game is fun. I mean, I've already hit a couple of twists and turns in the narrative, which, you know, has kept me going. If we weren't doing this show right now, I would 100% be playing and eating enough celery to get my guy from being a big old fat wad to at least being somewhat thin. I use a lot of magic, so my guy, like, glows blue, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I need to see. I don't know if I'm allowed to play that without my wife. Maybe she'll let me play as long as I don't go through the main story.
And I like the being able to dye your clothes any color you want and being able to dye your hair any color you want. Like after a while, my guy did have gray hair and a gray beard, and I just dyed it black.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
My guy has just for men.
Well, all right, so we both enjoy Fable 2.
Yes, Fable 2 is great, and despite its flaws, I would rather be playing that right now than, I don't know, going to work tomorrow.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah.
What wouldn't you rather be doing?
But if I had my way, I'd be home tomorrow finishing the game before Fallout comes out.
And it's one of those games that you think about it when you're not playing.
I've had a couple of Fable dreams. I won't lie.
Right.
Where I am, my character.
What's your title?
I am Lionheart.
Lionheart.
I like Sparrow. That was a free title.
Oh. I like Sparrow. I like being called
Sparrow. Sparrow is a great name. I think that's a much smarter name than they had last time.
Even though you got it because a bird took a shit on your head.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Right. It happens.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Enough Fable talk? Anything else you want to add about Fable?
No, I think we talked a lot about Fable and Saints Row.
Yeah. No, but two great games. I mean,
I know. It's been a great season so far, and you're going to talk about another game that's supposed to be great, aren't you?
Yep, I got Dead Space. I have all Xbox 360 versions of these games. Dead Space, I've only played about a half an hour of it, just because, you know, I can't. This game is definitely not a Thai-friendly game. I cannot play this in front of Thai, obviously.
Oops.
It reminds me of a movie, you know, like Aliens or even like Sunshine in a way, where it's a space adventure. It takes place on an abandoned ship, but it plays a lot like a Resident Evil game, where, you know, it's a third person game and you're slowly moving and shooting monsters like zombie crazy monsters that are attacking you. The game's got a lot of atmosphere and ambiance. It really feels like a movie in a lot of ways, and it does some really neat has some really neat ideas. One of which is all of like the gamey stuff, like the HUD and like communications with other players, with your other characters in the game. It's all done from like your character's perspective. So like the HUD sort of appears in front of your guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take up the whole screen. It's yeah. A really cool way to keep you in the moment of the game. Yes, it is pretty scary. You want to play it at night with the volume turned up. I think that for this game, you'd probably want to rent it, because there's not much in the way of there's no multiplayer, and from what I think there's not much replay value.
Well, one of the things that we talked about on our last show was that BioShock came out in August, mm-hmm. right? You brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Dead Space would have benefited by coming out in August?
Yeah, I think definitely. And I think for our listeners out there, there's probably no reason why you need to rush out and buy Dead Space right now. You know, it's very much a single-player affair. And there's so many other games out now that are that have multiplayer components to them that you'll probably want to pick up first. I'm sure you'll do better just either renting Dead Space or, you know, buying it when it's $30 or $20. But it is a very well-made game. The combat is fun. It's cool. It's a very cool game. I just haven't played that much of it that I can't really talk about it all that much. But yeah, in this game, you can walk and shoot at the same time. I don't know why Resident Evil can't get with that program.
Because it makes for a better game. I stand by that. I think not being able to makes the game different. It adds a level of strategy to it, a little tenseness. And one of these days, you and I will go to a gun range, and you'll try to shoot while walking.
People do it.
Yes, professional soldiers.
Well, okay. Well, you're actually not a professional soldier in Dead Space, but I think you are in Resident Evil.
It's hard. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about Call of Duty World at War beta.
I think you've said duty more in this show than any other show ever.
It's duty. It's my duty to say duty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get in on this beta action?
I did. I played a little bit.
I mean, I played a little bit too. As far as I can tell, it's Call of Duty 4, but in World War II.
Yes, and it is.
I mean, what else could you say about it?
I don't know. Even the perks are the same, which was kind of like, for the most part, I know that there's some subtle differences, but it really doesn't feel much different at all. So if you love Call of Duty 4 and want more of it, then I guess here you go. The announced zombie mode sounds kind of cool, actually. That does sound very cool to me. But, I mean, I don't...
All these games with the zombies now.
I know, zombies are the new hotness.
Do you know there's zombies in Saints Row 2?
There's zombies now in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, they probably stole that from Saints Row. Or maybe Saints Row found out that Grand Theft Auto is going to do it. The way Saints Row does it is, if you go into your crib and go onto the TV, you play a zombie game. And it's so you're playing a game inside a game, and it's your character. You're like in a zombie movie, and it's basically the same game, but you're on like a separate lap board, and your character changes to like a guy with a mullet, and you know, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I guess the beta is only multiplayer, and I think one of the big selling points of Call of Duty World at War is that it's got a co-op mode, an online co-op mode for the campaign. Which could be fun.
Could be fun.
But for me, I'm going to wait on this. There's just too many games right now. I mean, for me, there's no reason to.
Well, like I mentioned before, all my GameStop credit is gone, and I now officially spend more a month than I make. So,
right.
I don't think this will be on my list.
Right. I bet that's probably a good idea.
I agree.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes out, that comes out in November 11th.
Yeah.
Also, what else? Oh, you got Midnight Club?
I got Midnight Club.
Midnight Club Los Angeles.
Midnight Club Los Angeles arrived at my house. And I played a little bit of it. And it runs on the engine, the, what is it, the Rage engine? That's the Grand Theft Auto 4 engine. I mean, the game, I think, is, if you really liked Burnout, if you want to play a game that reminds you a lot of Grand Theft Auto, but without, you know, the shooting people.
And you can customize the cars.
You can customize the cars. They're all real cars, which is actually pretty sweet. The game is real pretty to look at. It handles really well. The controls are really good. It's like I said, it's good to look at, and it is a lot of fun. You can get chased by the cops, and a police chase in the game is very satisfying.
Cool.
And that's one of the best things, because I didn't know that the cops would come after you, because I didn't really read up much on the game. I just popped it in and started playing, and I drove through a mall, and the next thing I know, I hear the sirens coming up behind me, and there's four police cars chasing me. You ever see the Blues Brothers?
Yep. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun.
That was me driving through the streets of L.A. I also got the game on the PSP.
Oh.
And I've been playing the crap out of Midnight Club on the PSP.
Oh.
That's like my train game du jour. I just unlocked a new car finally, and that's cool. I'm owning the city of Los Angeles on my PSP, and that's a lot of fun too. So if you're looking for a good commuting game, I highly recommend Midnight Club on the PSP.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's quite a bit from... Oh, actually, one more thing I wanted to mention on Microsoft, even though... A lot of these games are multi-platform, but we just happen to be playing them on the 360. Something happened on the last show. We talked about how the new Xbox experience, you know, the new... we said we weren't going to refer to it as that. The new dashboard is going to require, some space. You have to download it, and it takes up space. So if you don't have a hard drive or a memory card...
Wonderful.
You got to get one. So people who have like a core or an arcade system were sort of screwed, but Microsoft said they were going to take care of them, and they announced like right after we recorded the show last time that they were going to give out a free 512 megabyte memory card, or you can buy a refurb 20 gigabyte hard drive for $20 if you qualify, depending on what system you have. I forget the specifics of it. But I thought that was pretty interesting because it seems like that whole decision of Microsoft to not have a hard drive on every system is really like biting them in the ass. I mean, this can't be cheap for them to have to give out these free things. And I don't mean just because they're giving away free stuff, but, you know, they have to set up all the logistics of this and, you know, actually have people dedicated to, this is now their job to fulfill... the delivery of cheap hard drives and free memory cards. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. I mean, it seems very weird. I think I wonder if I qualify because I have a core system that I bought in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can get a free something, but I don't think I need it really. I don't know what I would do with it. Anyway, so that's that, and I signed up for they're doing a beta for the new dashboard.
Oh, you signed up for it? Did you get in or no?
You find out on the 29th, so that's Wednesday.
Good luck.
Thank you.
No problem.
Let's move on to Sony, Wombat.
Yes.
And Little Big Planet, which comes out this week. Somehow,
well, it already came out, actually.
Yeah, I've had mine for about a week now because PlayAsia sent it out even earlier than it was scheduled to come out before the whole Koran music thing. the problem is the servers aren't up yet.
They are now.
Okay, now they're up. Okay,
now they're up. They went up this afternoon.
So. Okay, so when I went to sleep last night, they weren't up.
Monday afternoon, yeah. They went up this afternoon, Monday afternoon. I got mine on Saturday. Like I said, I'll be honest, I played more Fable 2. I wanted to finish Fable 2 first. I didn't think I would get so distracted playing it. And Sunday, I just didn't get to play anything. So,
well, I got to say, like, Little Big Planet, without the servers, it's pretty boring. Because you're stuck with, like, the developer-made levels, and, you know, they're okay. And you're stuck playing them by yourself, unless you have somebody else at your home with you. So, I don't know. I found the experience sort of underwhelming so far, just because I'm stuck playing the developer levels, and I can't play any multiplayer, and I can't check out other people's creations. And I think that was a big part of the fun that I had with the beta, was just like, oh, let me go look through the levels that people have made, and let me try this one. Oh, this is kind of interesting. And I did play some of the developer-created levels, and, you know, they're okay. And, you know, you wind up unlocking, like, stickers and parts that you can use in the, in the create-a-world mode. One of the things that was sort of annoying was that, you know, I was in the beta, and I went through, like, all the tutorials in the beta.
Oh, now and
I got to do them all over again.
That's why I stopped doing them after like three.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I figured, you know what? Maybe they'll hook it up and we won't have to do them over again. But no. So I don't know. I think we're both. What we'll do, I think, Wombat, is maybe during the week. This week, we'll hook up and we'll play some Little Big Planet together.
With you anytime.
Yeah, and that will give us a because I don't feel like I've gotten a true flavor for the game, because the server, I mean, it's Little Big Planet, and without the servers, there's no planet.
It's just little big. Little Planet. I think it's just Little Planet.
Well, Little Planet, right. It's not a big planet. So, okay, so we'll talk about that more next week, and by then, everyone else will have the game and been able to play it, too. Oh, here's a question from one of our listeners about the whole Quran thing. This is from Ty23. He says, Cheapy and Wombat, what are your opinions on the whole Little Big Planet music fiasco? Personally, some comments on Twitter accidentally led me to a long discussion with friends over the whole controversy. After listening to the song, I couldn't understand how anyone could see this music to be offensive. In fact, I thought it was so beautiful that I bought the CD it was from, and I really enjoy it. So without sounding like insensitive idiots, what are your thoughts on the situation? They have a right to be offended, but did Sony go too far in, with the recall? Your thoughts, sir. Also, happy first birthday, Ty. Here's the weird thing. I mean, in case you live under a rock, the game was delayed a week, was recalled and delayed a week, because there's some lines from the Quran, the Korean, which is like the Korean Muslim holy book, in one of the songs of the game. And rather than Sony just decided to recall all the games and push the release back date. Do you think, I mean, it seems very fishy to me, the whole thing.
Fishy how so?
Because how does Sony recall the game in a week, print up new copies of the game, and get them out in a week?
Like, you think they already knew about this?
I don't know. It's either they already knew about it. Either they already knew about it, or there were some huge problems with the servers, and they needed a week to delay the game so that they could fix the problems with the servers, and this was a good excuse.
No, because you know, it's too expensive. It's too expensive.
Well, that's the other thing. Right.
It probably cost them millions to recall the copy. So to say it was because of a server issue, that doesn't make sense.
I wonder if they can even recover from that. I mean, it seems like you're right. It would cost them millions to have to take all the games that were printed up already, which is a ton, have them ship back, and then print up all new ones. And it's on Blu-ray. Blu-ray is expensive, and there's a high failure rate when they burn these things. I mean, it must have cost them a fortune.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It cost them a lot more money than, well.
I wonder. It just seems really weird to me.
Because I don't think this game probably, well, I don't know how much this game costs to make. But it is a first-party product, so that alone should shave some money off the development cost.
Well, they bought the company that made it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems, the whole thing seems, something's up, Wombat. It's not, all is not what it seems. That's what I'm saying.
So, you're saying that there's something else going on that we just don't know about. And the whole Quran thing.
Wait a minute. Didn't I just turn my freaking ringer off? You heard me do it.
I heard nothing.
Oh, I'm such a jackass.
It's Muhammad. He's calling because he's mad at you.
Anyway. It seems super fishy to me, Wombat. And I don't know. Someone's got to get to the bottom of it. We need some investigative journalism.
So you're That's saying the I'm whole saying. Thing, the whole Koran controversy is a red herring?
Yeah, I think that was like an excuse for them, but there's something else going on.
There's like,
the servers
there was
reading,
something else
ready.
On the disk that they didn't want out.
And couldn't they just issue a patch that would just disable that
well,
song?
Well, the reasoning why they couldn't do that is because what about all the Muslims that don't have internet connections?
Okay, so a few people would have it.
They'd rather be safe than sorry.
I guess. I don't know. Something's up. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying that there's this is just something to distract us. The bait and switch, like a David Copperfield magic trick.
Maybe they didn't ship
hand with the pigeon in it, not the other hand that has the handkerchief.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something's up. Anyway, so we'll talk more about Little Big Planet next week when we get to try it out online, which is how it was meant to be played. And some craziness is that the versions of the game, like I have, were selling up on eBay for up to $250.
It's a lot of money.
But why?
I don't know. It's
People
the same
really
game.
Need to hear that song?
The only difference between your game and my game is that your game has a song in it that I don't care about.
Right, and that I won't be able to hear. I'm assuming they're going to patch it.
I think
so
the patch is already the patch has already been out, I believe.
Right. I don't know if the patch addressed that issue, though.
I thought they had.
I
don't know.
I think that the issue is something with the servers. I mean, look at the SOCOM confrontation launch and how that was a huge disaster.
That was disgraceful, to be honest.
Right, because the game, you couldn't even play it. You couldn't even play the game. It was just like the beta. Remember how we played the beta and
It was like if a game could be dipped in Vaseline, that would be SOCOM.
Right, and so it looked like things didn't really change from the beta. From the reviews.
Yeah, they should have just held it back and fixed it and delayed it and released a game that worked.
Speaking of betas, I got the Resistance 2 beta.
So did I.
Did you play it?
I did.
Oh.
What'd
you think?
I played the the co-op, because you can play the co-op.
Yeah, I played the co-op. I played both. I played competitive and co-op. It's a multiplayer-only beta.
Have you ever played those games where you run around and shoot stuff?
Yeah.
This game is like that.
Yeah, it is like that. it was kind of cool. Like, I liked the co-op part of it.
I did too. Now, the game has some good moments. I mean, it was fun. I didn't really play much. It's definitely fun, but I don't know.
There's something neat about having like a big enemy and having eight players working together, and they're all like standing on different sides of the enemy, unloading bullets into the guy.
Were you talking to the other people?
Me, no.
No. Were the other people talking? Was there anyone talking?
No.
That's the problem. If you were to say, if you were to get like a group of like you and seven other people you know, and and being able to say, okay, I'm going to go to the left, you go to the right, we'll have two guys stand here and two guys go to the back.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But you're going to play co-op. That's how you probably want to play with your friends, not with strangers. But in the beta, you know, this is what we got.
You take what you can get.
Take what you can get, but it seemed cool. I liked the environments, the maps. Like, they were colorful. It took one of them was in the woods, and I liked seeing like trees and stuff. I wouldn't say it looks like Fable, like the art in Fable, which was awesome.
Yeah, well, that was my other problem this week, is that I had Little Big Planet and I had Midnight Club and I had the Resistance
had to
beta
play...
and I had the Call of Duty beta, but of all that, I would have rather been playing Fable 2, so I played Fable 2. I did what I wanted.
The graphics in Fable 2 are quite nice.
I like the character design a lot.
The art is awesome.
Direction is very good in that game. So.
Yeah, but Resistance 2 is looking good. I mean,
it has
we'll
a lot
see.
Going
it looks
for
like it. It does. It seems like it has a lot of value. You got the co-op. You got the huge multiplayer. You got the single player. The co-op campaign, I guess, is different than the single-player campaign.
That's even better, actually.
Yeah, I think it's totally separate, because it seems like, you know, they send you on different goals. That's what it seemed like to me. But I don't, you know, there's just a lot of games coming out right now, and I think, given the choice, I would probably prefer Gears of War 2 to Resistance 2.
Interesting.
I think that is my choice.
I think I would too. I just like the smaller scale, actually, of Gears.
Yeah, rather than the huge multiplayer battles. But
I've never
I
been
probably
a fan
pick
of
it
huge
up at some point.
Battles.
Some news in the PlayStation 3 world. One of my favorite games on the PlayStation 3 and one of my wife's favorite games, Pixel Junk Monsters, is receiving a patch at the end of this month. And not only will it add trophy support and YouTube recording, but it will add some new difficulty levels for retards like us that find the normal setting just too hard. So there's now an easy level.
Oh, I didn't know they were adding settings. Easy. That works for me.
Yes, and there's also going to be a harder difficulty, and they're also tuning the strengths of the towers a little bit. So looking forward to that, and now I'm upset that I didn't buy the Pixel Junk Monsters expansion because they were giving it away with when you bought Eden.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I wasn't that interested in Eden, and I figured I can't even beat the current levels of Pixel Junk Monsters.
But now
that
you
hard.
Can.
Yeah, so now I'm sort of kicking myself because my wife and I really do have a lot of fun playing that game co-op.
As do we in our house.
Yes. So also in the world of PlayStation, Grand Theft Auto 4 is receiving a trophy patch.
It already has. Like all,
okay. But I guess the problem is like with all these patches, trophy patches, that they're not retroactive.
No.
So anything that you already did already, you got to do again.
And everyone wants to play through Grand Theft Auto 4 all over again.
Right, of course, of course. Also, if you subscribe to Core or you buy the November issue of Core, which is the PlayStation 3 video magazine that you can get from the PlayStation Network, you can get an invite to the home closed beta, which I am in the beta, and I have to say it's not very exciting. So I don't know if, you know, I don't want to really encourage people to do that. But actually, you know, the Core is so cheap. I mean, if you have any interest in checking it out, I guess it's certainly you could lay out the $3 and check it out.
No, I won't.
But it's, I don't know, home to me, I think, is going to be a failure for Sony. I don't think people are really looking for that.
It's too late anyway. They should just ditch it. They could do something better. There's something better than home.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
At this point, don't
really need to,
yeah,
to walk around and look at advertisements in Sony land.
Ugh.
No one's looking for that.
No.
Here's something that you're looking for, Wombat.
I
bet. David Hasselhoff is coming to a Pain in a new expansion pack.
In a new level in Pain.
Right, it's the movie studio level.
Movie studio level. I like the amusement park level. And that should be cool. I will probably pick that up. And I like the idea of David Hasselhoff's own voice slamming into things, hearing him go,
"Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!"
Eating a cheeseburger, drunk on the ground.
Right, drunk on the floor. I can just see like the Hoff. I mean, like in the recording booth, recording the sounds for this game. Mr. Hasselhoff, we need you to go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" No, you're doing it wrong. Can you give a little more excitement? Speaking of excitement, Wombat, let's move on to Nintendo.
Why are you so excited?
The DSi is coming out this week in Japan.
Ooh.
I don't know if people realize that.
Are you going to pick
it's coming
out?
It's coming out on Saturday.
Exciting.
I actually pre-ordered one on Amazon Japan.
Ooh.
So I will hopefully be able to talk about it for next week's show.
Awesome.
But until then, I really don't have anything to say about it. I went to a store this weekend, and they had one up on display, and I touched it, but you know, that's about it. You couldn't turn it on.
You touched it, huh?
It looked a lot like the other DS, except with a weird thing on the front of it.
Excellent.
Which is a camera.
Mm.
Also, I did receive my Japanese coach from Ubisoft. I wrote them an email asking for a review copy, and they sent me one.
Are you going to actually write a review?
I will write a review. The problem is I asked them for the review copy like 3 weeks ago, and they sent it to me like after the game came out, and now all these other games are out. And my parents came to visit, and so I've been busy, and I've played a little of it, or learn, I don't know, play, is that the right word?
I don't know.
I guess there are games in it. It seems pretty well done so far. What it does when you first start it up is that it gives you a little test to see how much you know. And depending on how much you know, you can skip, it'll skip chapters. It'll skip lessons. And then what a lesson consists of, basically, is giving you vocabulary words and phrases. And you can click on the words, and it'll speak the words to you. And you can, you know, it'll show it to you in Romaji, which is like the English letters, or also in the in Hiragana or Katakana or Kanji. And what it'll let you do is it'll let you, you can speak the words and it'll record it. So you can play it back and listen to it. And you can even play back your voice along with the Japanese speaker's voice to see if it sounds the same, like at the same time. I don't know how useful that is, but you can easily alternate back and forth to see if you're getting it. And that works, you know, pretty well. There are different games to reinforce the learning parts of it. So like there's like a word search. There's some whack-a-mole type game, which is sort of annoying, actually. There's a number of different games, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't played that much of it because I've just been busy with other games and my parents visit. But it seems pretty good, and I'm going to hopefully play more of it this week because I guess I need to write a review of it since I had them send me the freaking game.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Sucks. I wish I just bought it now.
See,
then I had no pressure.
See, this is what I was thinking. I was thinking about this week after you telling me that I don't, you know, do enough. Yeah. I still manage to work, you know, anywhere from, well, say 40 to 50 some odd hours a week.
Yes.
I manage to do 3 blog posts a day, maybe not on your website, but on another website. I still manage to write 3 blog posts a day.
Yes.
How many blog posts a day do you do?
Let me think. Hold on. I got to get my calculator.
Mm-hmm. Could you do that for me? Because I can't think of a reason why you can't find time to write a paragraph on your own website once a day.
I'm bad. I'm a bad guy.
I'm really the epitome of lazy,
awful,
of not
of
leading by example. There is no excuse. You need to make yourself a reminder, and you need to write at least 2 blog posts a day, probably 3, on your
You're
own
right.
website.
You're right. Wombat, you are right.
And it
you
doesn't
know
even
I, you
matter what
is?
They're about. It could be,
I know,
today
could
for lunch
anything.
I had a ham sandwich. Here's a picture of it.
I know. Dude, I make these awesome sandwiches now. My $15 Italian sandwich.
Do you know who would know that? No one. You know why? Because you're a lazy bastard.
And, I know, it is awful.
And you are not allowed to tell me that I don't do enough until you start doing something yourself.
But I'm the boss. That's the problem. That's the problem.
You're not my boss because you don't pay me nothing.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm my boss.
Exactly.
That's
and
why.
If you were your boss, you'd fire yourself.
I would. I would do that. You're right. It is bad. There's really no excuse. In fact, somebody wrote a blog post on CAG about how disappointed they are with my coverage of E3 and Tokyo Game Show.
You know why? Because it was terrible.
I know, but I don't like doing that.
That's too bad.
But I'm the boss. The problem is I'm the boss. Nobody tells me
okay,
what to do.
So you have 2 options. You could either find someone to do it for you.
Right.
Or start doing it yourself. And you
well,
should be doing it
yourself.
Well,
I took
yourself.
Shipwreck with me.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
No.
He just said I could find somebody to do it
Shipwreck's
for me.
Shipwreck's posted 1 review since you started having him do reviews. And it was for a cell phone game.
He said he...
I mean, really. Look at you two. The two of you making fun of me. Yet I still manage to do 3 blog posts a day that they may not be the best, but at least I do them.
Right.
I work a full-time job. I have a 3-month-old. I commute 3 hours a day. I find time
I know,
to
I'm
do...
I'm very ashamed while I'm at
I do 3 blog posts a day. And I'll admit, they're not perfect. The grammar's terrible. But I get something done.
I'm such a perfectionist while I'm at that. I something.
No,
something.
No. See, you now officially have no excuse, and I expect more from you. I just wanted to say, get that out in the open.
All right. I'll do my best.
That we'll see how that goes.
My best isn't very good.
No, your best is not good enough. I expect more from you. That's all.
Well, okay, Wombat. Well, speaking of E3 and shitty coverage from Cheap Ass Gamer, mm-hmm. Let's move into CAGs on News. Because there was some news on E3, and that is, it's coming back big in 2009. They're going for the E3 of old, it sounds like.
Sort of. It's not open to the public, really.
It was never open to the public.
It's like pseudo-public.
It was never open to the public. It was just extremely easy to get in. You had to be, if you wanted to get in, you couldn't get in. It means that you were brain dead because it was very easy to get in. So I guess people complained, and the small show of the last 2 years is dead, and the old show is coming back. The big show is coming back. I booked some hotel rooms already because they told us the dates already. It's the beginning of June.
Cool.
So my question to you on that is, are you going to go to E3?
I'd like to go to E3. The fact that it's in June actually does make it easier, because if it was if it was mid July, I'd have to say no, because it would be Why? Sabrina's first birthday and my wife's birthday, and that would just that would suck.
That would be a problem.
Yes, but since it's in June, it's a distinct possibility that I will be there with you this year.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to do anything.
No, then you don't have to do anything. I'll do all the work.
Right. I don't know. I don't – the shows to me, like these shows like E3 and Tokyo Game Show, I'm not so much excited about like the games anymore, because it's just like such a shitty environment for playing anything. You know, the games aren't done. You're standing and you can't even hear the game, and you're standing 3 inches away from a giant TV. I like – the fun part for me is just talking to people.
You see, but that's your angle. See, now you have an angle.
Right.
It's talking about why – you know what? This is a lousy excuse. You know, this is a lousy way to play games. But I did get a chance to talk to so-and-so who I haven't seen in a while. And he had this to say about this. Tell us about it.
And I bought a giant bag of weed.
Exactly. And you know what, though? That's coverage you won't find anywhere else.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's right.
I will buy that bag of weed. I'm taking your excuse for not working and turning it into a reason to work.
I will bring you that coverage where I buy a giant bag of weed.
Please, take a picture.
And I'll scare I don't know about that. And I'll scare shipwreck. Like I did last year in the back of a taxi.
Yes, I'm familiar with the tale.
Yes. Also, it was announced that E4All is not coming back in 2009.
Yeah. Whatever.
It was a huge failure this year. I don't even think they had 20,000 people.
How could it fail? Fatality was there.
Well, whatever. It's just the whole thing was a mess. I mean, Penny Arcade Expo got like 60,000 people, I think, and E4All couldn't even get 20, and it was in L.A. So, also in the Kegs on News segment, we will mention that there's a new Star Wars MMO coming out, Star Wars: The Old Republic. Now, you're a big Star Wars nerd, Wombat.
Yes, and it's made by BioWare.
And it's made by BioWare.
It's like an EA LucasArts BioWare combo
extravaganza
mega MMO.
Any interest for you, Wombat?
I just, you know, an MMO, I don't have the time or the money for a monthly fee game.
Yeah.
Would I like it? I mean, if it's basically the game should just be World of Warcraft with Star Wars people in it.
Right.
Isn't that what every MMO should be, really? It should be World of Warcraft with blank in it. And then, like, you would like World of Warcraft with Star Trek in it.
MMOs are bad for you.
They are
you
bad.
You should ban them. They're really bad for you.
They are.
They can screw up your life badly.
Well, there's that woman in Japan who she got married to a guy in Maple Story, like in the game.
Yeah.
And they got divorced in the game. Like, he left her in game. And she went in and killed his character, and she got arrested for it.
What?
Yeah, you didn't read that? She was arrested and is on trial and may face serious jail time for murdering a fictional character.
How could that be? That's bullshit.
No, because she had to break into his account to do it.
And oh, she hacked this guy.
She hacked his account. Okay. So she may, but all she did, it's not like she stole his identity, all she did was kill his character.
Right.
But she faces serious jail time for internet
the crime
murder.
Is hacking. The crime is not internet murder.
Internet murder.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. The big story in Japan, actually. That story's boring. The big story in Japan, this is maybe it's a few weeks old by now, but there are these Russian sumo wrestlers. And there's a lot of foreign sumo wrestlers now. And they seem to do pretty well.
Is one of them named Zangief?
What's that? No, not Zangief. In fact, the two Yokozuna right now are both Mongolian. But there's these two Russian dudes. And I believe the story is one of the guys, one of these Russian guys lost his wallet, and somebody found his wallet on the street and turned it into the police station.
Oh.
And the police got his wallet, and in addition to having like his ID and stuff in the wallet, he had a joint. And that's a big offense in Japan. You can't have a joint in your wallet. You can't have a joint anywhere. And basically, both these guys got drug tested. They searched one of the guys' apartments, and they found a pipe in it. And both of these guys are now expelled from sumo for life. Forever. So their lives are ruined. This was their livelihood, and they're two big fat guys, and you know, sumo is a way of life. And they're done now. And now one of the guys is all bitter because his livelihood
too.
Is gone.
Yeah.
As you would imagine. I imagine he got deported too. He's now saying that he's gonna expose this scandal in sumo that people get paid to throw matches. And this is going to be like a huge thing now that he's going to testify saying that, you know, sumo is fixed.
Like American football.
Is American football fixed?
Yeah, it's fixed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
See, I did not know.
Yeah.
Lastly, in the CAG bag, I wanted to mention this Fallout 3 controversy. I guess they have some Fallout 3 ads in the DC subway, the metro. And some dude complained. He wrote a letter to the, I guess it was to the Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
He wrote a letter saying, basically he was complaining because it's like a post-apocalyptic ad of a picture of D.C. And he's like, look, we don't need an example in the subway reminding us that D.C. is a prime target for a terrorist attack. And these ads
should not.
Yeah,
he could just watch the president to learn that.
Right, I mean, look, the government's got this whole scale of, you know, what is it called? The
terror scale?
The terror threat?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what about that? That's even more scary. Remember, do you remember, like, almost every day you would get an update on the terror scale, terror alert? Oh, it's orange, it's red, it's yellow. Whatever.
I remember it was red, and if it was red, we just, like, people just didn't go to work.
No, that's not true.
Like, forget it. I'm not leaving the house.
Right. I'm going to tape up my windows.
Exactly.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was totally ridiculous.
And it is.
It's a freaking ad for a video game, dude. Lighten up. All right. Let's get into some CAGbag, Wombat.
All right.
If you don't mind.
I like the
CAGbag.
Because
there's a lot. Okay. Let me have a drink of water because I'm parched.
And turn off your phone.
I pulled the battery out of the phone.
Good thinking.
I figured out that was the best way. Okay, this question. First question is from Tom Scab.
Okay.
Cheapy and Wombat, you're my only hope. Well, maybe not. I got a problem. My Xbox of 2 years broke, but I didn't get the rings of death. I just got one ring. I called Microsoft, and they want me to pay $100 to get it fixed. And since I'm a CAG, I said, no thanks. I know this is an unusual question, but do you guys have any ideas how to give myself the rings of death? I already wrapped it in towels and left it on for a day, but that didn't work. Any suggestions? Yeah, the wrapping in towels kind of fixes that problem.
I would say, you know, the brick you should wrap up.
Here's the thing.
That would be my guess.
Now, I'm not telling you to try to trick Microsoft or any company. However, I've had situations on my Xbox where I've gotten the three red rings. And then, like, the next time I turned it on, I only got one red ring. And then I turned it on again, and then I got three red rings. So what I'm saying, basically, is that it's not necessarily, It's not necessarily, you're not always going to get the three red rings, even though you might actually have that particular problem. It's not consistent, is what I'm saying.
I understand. The other thing that you may need to keep in mind is really it's a your word against their word. If you were to call...
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
You just tell them, you know, don't say you have one red ring. Say, oh my God, I have three red rings.
I was trying to say that without being so deceitful as you.
Well, I'm a jerk. You know what? They deserve it.
Right. They deserve it.
They deserve it.
So basically what I'm saying is You may have the three red rings and not even, you maybe just didn't turn it on that time and didn't see it.
Because when they get it and they turn it on, they'll just fix it because that's, you know, that's what right. they do. Or they probably won't even fix right. it. They'll just ship you a new one. So just tell them you have three red rings.
The thing is, like, you could have well had the three red rings, and then when they turned it on, they didn't get it. And what are they going to do, send it back to you without fixing it? No, of course not. It's a huge fuck-up on their part, and, you know, they got to hook you up.
They'll make it right.
Brandon Mills has a question for us. He says, as you know, Far Cry 2 has come out recently. A handful of my friends were playing it this weekend. More importantly, every single one of them bought the game over Steam. The point being, it's just plain easier to click purchase and have the game in a few minutes than it is to go out to the store and buy the game. I really think with PC gaming and Steam, it puts the stores at a disadvantage. I expect to see many Steam release games given hefty discounts at brick-and-mortar stores just in order to compete. Now, there's no question there, but it got me thinking. Like, what are stores like GameStop going to do? Because I would imagine that publishers are really going to want to push for these online deliveries.
What percentage of Far Cry 2 purchases were made on the PC, period? That's the real question. You and your friends play PC games. You and your friends bought Far Cry 2 for the PC. Does that make up 10% of Far Cry 2 sales? Is it 50%? Is it 2%? Because that's the question. And you don't have... It won't affect anything if the percentage isn't high enough.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see like a company like GameStop try to buy Steam.
That would be a good idea.
That would be a very good idea.
Yeah. Won't happen.
They certainly have the cash.
I don't think Steam would say yes.
You don't think they would sell?
No.
Big monies, big monies.
Big monies. It would have to be real big monies.
All right, Xbox Rec Gamer says, Wombat, I got one for you. Are you going to go absolutely apeshit with Fallout 3 like you did with Oblivion, mentioning it in every podcast? I'll make you a deal. You can only mention it for 3 months following its release or until John McCain dies, whichever comes first.
Okay. I don't know. I had to play the game. I'm very,
right. You may not like it.
I may hate it. Who knows? Crazier things have happened. Knows?
Let me skip this question. Okay. I don't know if I like any of these questions, actually.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we got a few. Here's we got a few.
Okay.
Tommy Don has a question. He says, I've been thinking about the types of games coming out this holiday, and I can't help but notice that a large amount of the highlights from the fourth quarter focus on single-player portions rather than multiplayer. When deciding what to get this season, games that focus on the online aspect like Little Big Planet, God of War, Gears of War 2, and extremely long-player single-player experiences like Fallout 3 are must-buys. But when looking at other games like Dead Space, Mirror's Edge, Prince of Persia, I feel like I can just get the full experience just by renting them. Do you guys think that reopening my Gamefly account to take care of the shorter but high-quality games is a good idea? Still around $16 a month, but would save me the money that I would have paid on the shorter games that I would probably never play after their completion. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really miss having Gamefly. I loved having Gamefly when I was in New York because you always had like those two games in play. I didn't have to worry about taking a chance, and you could get those games. You know, these games that you just mentioned, you all know that they're going to probably be pretty good. But sometimes there are games that are, you know, decent or are fun. They may not be great and they're not worth buying, but you know, you'd like to just have them sent to your house. You wouldn't want maybe even go to a store to rent them. Yeah, I love Gamefly. I always recommend people get Gamefly. I think it's really great. And also, you know, you can get great deals on used games with Gamefly. You get free shipping on everything when you're a subscriber. I think it's a really good service. I miss it greatly. In Japan, you can't really rent games. Sucks. Big time. You basically have to, in order to sort of get away with something like that, you have to buy the game right when it comes out and sell it back, like, in the first week. And then you'll probably lose, like, $15 on, a $60 game. You know, but there's no rental stuff. It's not, you just can't do it here. It sucks. Class Act has a question, Wombat.
I can't wait to hear it.
He says, Cheapy, I was listening to past shows, and you talked a lot about that SimStock Exchange. Whatever happened with that? And why does every time you say you play a game, Wombat asks who gave it to you? Well, the first part of the question, I don't know. I just sort of stopped doing SimExchange. I guess the real stock market is so depressing, I don't want to be reminded. And why does every time I say I play a game, Wombat asks me who gave it to me? Because he's very worried that I'm getting stuff for free that he's not getting.
That is true.
That's true, right?
For the most part, yes.
For the most part. Like my Japanese coach, he doesn't care about.
No,
that didn't bother him.
I think it also has to do with the fact that I like to know when you forge a relationship with a company.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is that it? It's not just like you want the free game.
No, I think I like to know that people think that a game company takes you seriously enough to send you their product is important to me.
And that's a good save, Wombat. Good save.
And that's actually the legitimate reason. I do think it is important. It's also important because I don't want to contact someone on my end knowing that there's already someone at the company that we have a relationship with. Because then it we just seem annoying to people.
Right. Your begging will be much less effective.
Exactly.
You should focus your begging where there's no relationship.
Although I don't beg much anymore. I usually wait for someone to email me.
Okay, Corey UK has a question. He goes, "Hey, Cheapy, as a soon-to-be tall white guy who's bald, I was wondering how far your hair should your hairline be before you start to shave your head." When I read that question, when I first put it on the list here, I had a flashback to when I shaved my head for the very first time.
Interesting.
And basically, what happened was my wife had a friend who shaved his head. And so I had thought about it for a while because
when you met your wife, you weren't shaving your head yet.
I had hair.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So my wife had this friend, and he was like, you know, he loved that he had a shaved head, and she thought it looked good or looked fine. And I was losing my hair. I don't know, I don't think it was my hairline that was going back that much. It was getting thin, basically, was the problem.
Gotcha.
Like in the back and on top. It was getting, you know, I was getting bald.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
And I was getting a haircut at my usual place that I go to in my neighborhood. And the guy was cutting my hair, and I just said, fuck it. And I said to the guy, you know what? Just cut it really short. I want you to... You know, I didn't tell him to shave it all off, but I said, I just, you know, make it super short, like a buzz cut,
yeah,
I guess,
military style.
Yeah. And he did it, I guess, with like, you know, that the regular barber shaver.
Uh-huh.
That leaves like it leaves some, you know, like it doesn't shave it all off. It leaves more than just like a little bit of fuzz. It leaves like a fair amount of fuzz. And he did it, and it looked terrible. Because I still had like a lot, I had too much hair still showing. And I remember looking in the mirror going, oh my God, what a nightmare. It's awful. And I could tell like the guy thought it looked awful too, but it was too late. There's nothing he could do. So after that, I went home and then I just shaved the rest of it off. And that was it. And then I never looked back. So I'm going to say to anyone who's thinking about doing it, as long as you don't have like some horribly misshapen head, save yourself a lot of trouble and just do it.
I think I have a
misshapen
head.
You have a misshapen head?
I do.
What you want to do is you want to get a beard trimmer. I use a Wahl beard trimmer, WAHL.
I have a Wahl
and
beard
trimmer. Yeah. And it leaves a little bit of stubble, just a tiny bit.
But mine's for
my
beard.
That's the look I like. Yours what?
Mine's for my beard, my Wahl beard.
Yeah,
trimmer.
This is actually a beard. It's called a beard trimmer, but I use it on my head. Anyway, that's my advice to my bald, tall British friend. Glock has two questions.
No, I'm not answering questions from Glock right now. I am currently playing him in Yahoo Fantasy Sports Football. And
really?
If I was not playing him, I have the second highest score in the league right now of this week. So if I was playing anyone else but him, I would win handily. But he is beating me, so I am not answering
his
questions.
Okay, well, I'll answer his first part of his question. He wants to know if the Xbox Live leaderboard on the CAG forums is ever coming back. I'm sure it'll come back eventually. There's some sort of technical problem with it now. It put like a really big load on the server. I'm not sure why. So we'll get it back. But we have more important things we're adding. So you don't want to answer, Wombat, if you're coming back to Pit for Homecoming?
It's already passed anyway, and I didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
But no, I'm not answering his question because he's beating me, and I'm a sore loser.
Right. Right. All right, maybe we should wrap up the show, Wombat.
Sounds like a good idea.
We'll save the rest of these questions for next time. Oh, there's a lot of questions. Sure. Yeah, we'll save the rest of these for next time. I want to wrap up the show and remind all of our listeners to check out Wombat's blog over on the UGO Games blog at gamesblog.ugo.com.
That's right. I did a game developer theater last week. It went over very well.
Excellent, Wombat. Yeah. Also, I will no longer be asking you to dig the CAGcast because they discontinued the podcast section on Dig. Figures, as soon as we reached number two, they were like, you know what? Nobody likes this section. We're getting rid of it.
That's funny.
So I think what they said now is they want people just to submit individual episodes, but I don't know.
We'll find out.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So forget Dig, I guess. But instead, vote for us every day at the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com, People's Choice Award, and Gaming. Vote every day.
Tell your friends.
Every day. Tell your friends. We need trophies.
Yes.
We want to take a trophy bath.
I want a trophy bath.
And also, please review us on iTunes if you can. Just, load up iTunes, give us a review. Beautiful, beautiful. And that's it, Wombat.
Excellent.
We will see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Morning, kids. It's a Pac-Man day with my crispy corn cereal coming your way.
With marshmallows.
Delicious. I'm Pinky.
I'm Blinky.
I'm Pinky.
I'm Fly.
With a marshmallow, you'll find inside.
There goes a Pac-Pac.
Oh. And Pinky, too.
Oh. He's marshmallow. You can chomp him, too.
In Pac-Man.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
It's Pac-Man.
With marshmallows.
Delicious.